Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show.
Hey, YouTubers, Glenda here. We're going to do a little bit different kind of show tonight. It is Thursday evening, December 15th, and the Lord did not give me a podcast show to do, and I was praying, and I believe what He wants is for us to do a prophecy show, meaning individual prophecy. So He has given me some names to start with, and I know He will give me more as we go on in more descriptions. All glory to God for all these prophecies, because they don't come from me, y'all. I don't have anything that will help you on that regard. They have to come from Him. Okay, there is a blonde-haired woman. I believe your name is Cheryl. You have a health condition that you think is going to be really bad. The Lord says to you, do not believe the enemy's report that this condition is not what it appears to be. And He said, I have my hand on you. Fear not, my daughter. Fear not. I hope that is an encouragement to you. There's a woman named Jeanette. I think your hair is brownish, brown or brownish. You're having some work troubles, and you're afraid that you're going to lose your job. The Lord says to you, Jeanette, praise my name for finances that you do not have to work. I desire to bring you out. Okay, when He brings you out of work, He provides for you. He usually does not provide for you up front, like give you a bunch of money up front and then you can just live. He gives it to you as you go. It's manna for each day. So be aware. It's a frightening experience, but once you've gone through it and you learn, it's a faith building experience. And once you get that faith that you can believe God for that provision every day, it's very nice, because then you can concentrate on Him and whatever He wants you to do. Okay, there's a gentleman named Randy. I see metal things that you work on. I think you might be a mechanic. I'm not sure if you're a mechanic or maybe a machinist. The Lord says you've got relationship issues that are going on. It's either in a marriage or a serious relationship. He said the problems go deeper than you think they do, and that relationship is not His will for you, Randy. He said He's going to reveal the truth to you. And He wants you to respond to it as a Christian man should respond. So if something, what He means is, if something bad or negative is revealed to you that you didn't know about your woman, He wants you to respond as a Christian man. Remain calm. Keep your responses Christian. And He's going to bless you for that. I see that He has someone else for you. Somebody very pretty. Very pretty. Somebody that laughs a lot. Okay, there's a gentleman named Todd. You work with paperwork. I'm not sure what you do, but you work with paperwork. There's recently been a death in your family. And the Lord said you've asked Him about that person's salvation. And He said, no, they were not saved. I'm sorry to tell you that, Todd. He says, no, they were not saved. He said He wants you to take this experience and He wants you to witness to others. I don't know what it was about the experience, but He wants you to use it as a witnessing tool to other people. He wants you to basically preach the gospel to the people that you know. And He's going to bring people to you and cause people to occasion across your path that need to hear this so that He can save them. And those souls will all be to your credit when you reach heaven. Okay, there's a lady named May. And you are a very creative person. You have a lot of creativity. The Lord is saying, I want to use that creativity. You just have a beautiful spirit. I can just sense your spirit. He wants to use that creativity. There's something He wants you to design. The designs are going to come from Him. It looks like a line of something. like a line of products or a line of stationary type items or something like that. It's a line. It's more than one product with the same design. He wants you to design this line, and it's going to, how do I put this? He's going to be in it, and it's going to portray Christian, something Christian to the people that see it, but it's not going to be totally holy, like have pictures of Jesus on it. Does that make sense? It's going to be very beautiful. And he said, I'm going to prosper you through this. He said, he's saying, I'm going to prosper you through this. He said, wait for me for the design. Wait on me for the design. This is not one where you're just going to make it up. He's going to literally give it to you. It's going to be really beautiful too. He said, it's going to take you to the next level in your career. Okay. There's a lady named Angela. You work with numbers. I don't know if you're an accountant or you work in an accounts payable or accounts receivable or something, but you work with numbers somehow. He said your life has been, he said your life is kind of like been in a mess lately. He said, I'm going to make the crooked places straight before you. If you will rely on me, I will make the crooked places straight. I will show you what path to take. And I will bless you as you take it. There's a man named Thomas. You're a very deep thinker. You're a very thoughtful man. He said, I have someone for you, Thomas. But she's not going to look like what you expect. He said, look beneath the surface. I'm sorry about the noise from the trash trucks, y'all. They're running late today. It's after 5 o'clock. It's almost 5:30 where I'm at. Look beneath the surface, Thomas. You will not have to look for this woman because I will bring her to you. He said, I will bring her to you. Okay, there's a lady. I'm not sure I'm saying your name right, but it's like Shindika. If it's not that, it's real close to that. I thought I was getting Cynthia or Cindy, but then it sounded like Shindika. There's something going on with your ovaries. The Lord said, lay your hands like on yourself, on your stomach. He said, I'm going to heal you. Let me lead your prayer. I'm going to heal your ovaries. I'm going to heal your ovaries. Okay, y'all, I'm not getting anything else, and I don't make up prophecy. I don't do what they call prophesy at will, because if a person prophesies at will, it's coming from them. It's not coming from the Lord, and I don't do that. That's a prophecy supposed to be from him. So this is going to be a very short podcast, and I apologize that it is so short, but I would rather give you a short podcast that's from him than a long one that's not going to do you any good. So I hope that this show has blessed you, and I'm going to ask the Lord if we can do more shows like this. Y'all ask him too, okay? Wait. There's a woman who's listening to this or watching this video who's in financial trouble. I think your name might be Mary, but I'm not positive about the name. It might be Mary. You're in financial trouble. It's been going on for a little while. He said, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you out. He said, sow a seed to me, and I'm going to restore what you lost. Apparently, you've lost quite a bit. He said, if you will sow a seed to me and believe me, I'm going to restore to you what was taken from you. He's using those exact words. What was taken from you. Okay, there's a man either watching this video or listening to this podcast, and you've been thinking about taking your life. And the Lord does not want you to do that, sir. You have a very deep sadness in your spirit. He said, I came to heal the brokenhearted. and I'm going to heal your broken heart. If you will call out my name right now, I will heal your broken heart and I will fix your life. Walk with me, son, and I will fix your life. Please don't take your life, sir. It devastates everyone who knows you. It is... I command that spirit of suicide to come out of that man in the name of Jesus. I bind you, suicide, and I cast you into the abyss. You will trouble him no more in Jesus' name. Peace. I loose the spirit of peace in his spirit. I loose the peace of God in his soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know who he is. Okay, there's a man named Frank. Sorry, y'all. I'm just learning how to flow in this, doing a prophecy show like this. There's a man named Frank. Your job has something to do with automobiles. I don't know if you're a car salesman or what, but you something to do with automobiles. The Lord is saying, I want to take you higher, Frank. I want to take you higher than that. That is not where I want you. I have more for you than that. He's saying an opportunity is going to come your way very soon. He's going to cause this opportunity to come to you. It's going to look like it will be less money, but it's actually going to turn out to be more. It's going to put you in touch with some people the Lord wants you to know. He said you'll feel it in your spirit when it's that opportunity, when it comes to you. You'll feel it here. Just ask him, and he'll tell you that's the one. It's like a job offer. It's a job offer or business offer. I think it might be a job offer, though. Hey, there's a Timmy or a Timothy. The Lord says you to tell you that you are a mighty man of God. I don't know if you've been praying about this or what, but he said, tell Timothy or Timmy, he keeps saying Timmy, tell Timmy he is a mighty man of God for me. You are a mighty man of God for him, Timmy. And the Lord wants you to know that. April, the Lord said to tell you that you are precious in his sight, precious in his sight. He said you feel unworthy because of things that have happened in your life and things that you have done. He said, put those under the blood. He sees them no more. Linda. Linda, I see a lot of chaos around you. The Lord said you're having trouble going aside with him or having any time alone with him. It's like there's a lot of people that live around you in your house or a lot of activity right in your immediate environment. He said, you don't have to go anywhere. He said, if you will just close your eyes and just take a deep breath, that he will fill your spirit with peace so you can get through what you're going through right now. He said, walk with me in your mind, and I will give you peace. Walk with me in your mind, and I will give you peace. It's the first time I've ever heard that. Okay, the Lord says there's a man that you're either listening to this or watching the video who is being troubled by a Jezebel spirit. The Jezebel spirit, the Jezebel spirit is actually trying to attach to you. He said, I want you to fight that. Fight that with everything in you and do not let it attach to you. The Jezebel spirit's very bad, very, very bad. He said it's tempting you with pride and arrogancy. It's tempting you to be arrogant and prideful. That's what Jezebel is. He wants you to fight it and defeat it. He is not telling me your name. The Lord said for the rest of us, he just wants us to know he's coming back soon and he has his eye on us. That he sees the issues and the problems that we're dealing with. And he has an answer for each one for us. So if you did not get a specific word to you, that is our word for the rest of us. I hope this show has blessed you. I pray that you have an incredibly blessed week in Jesus. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to hear Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas 75407, or by email at glendalomax@justpraisehim.today. Just Praise Him Radio is not affiliated with any church, denomination, or nonprofit organization.